Welcome to this chapter. Here I'll be talking about man. Who is man? What thoughts does a man have? How does he see life? And so on. Now, we know the story of man, as I've earlier stated in the first part about Adam, how God created man and everything. Now, I would actually focus my attention on today's man. How do we see things? We as human beings, how do we see things? Okay. Once we are born, everybody rejoices. Then you begin to grow. Your parents begin to nurture you, teach you things. Those who are Christians go to church. Muslims go to the mosque. Those who don't believe in any religion stay at home, and so on. And as life goes on, children will begin to see life in various ways. Depends on what experience they have. Some might have parents who take care of them, lovely family, lovely home, peace, you know. Through this with this kind of home the person is brought up in, various characteristics, various virtues are imputed in the person. As someone who was brought up in a kind home, loving family, will tend to give that same thing to the outside world. Now, we have those who were brought up, maybe they had a particular trauma in their life, young children, probably molestation, or a parent died, or peer pressure, or they were laughed at, bullied in school. There are various forms of things. This in turn will affect them in the future and the way they relate with other people. I don't think there is any man that will say they have not been through one or two challenges in life. No. But although the degree, it differs from person to person. Now the way man, okay, let me start from, okay, like the secondary school or high school. At that stage, people start reasoning and seeing things differently. There are some children who are loved by others. They are the popular kids in class. Others want to be like them and so on. There are some who are bullied, who are seen as losers in quotes and all sorts. There are some students who are brilliant in class. There are some who are dull. But not dull. I won't call anybody dull. But who haven't gotten it well. That's just, they haven't gotten it right. They don't, maybe one or two things are missing. Or they have to spend more time reading also. But we have different characters. There are even those who are not even able to go to school because their parents don't have money to pay. To all these various occurrences, all these things mold a person's character and build them up. Now, there is a stage where one gets to and people expect you, okay, now that you are doing this, you should have work. You should start working. You are grown enough. You are grown up. You should do this, you should work, you should earn money and start saving. And once someone is not able to get a job, or one reason or the other, the person is not doing well and being productive, that becomes a problem. People will start looking down the person, having one or two things to say, negative things about the person. That becomes a serious challenge. Now there's another level that the society sees a man, a woman, you're meant to get married. If you're not married at this particular stage or this level, whatever it is, you're getting old, they start bothering you, you're getting old, this, that, they start arranging all sorts of people for you. Because why? That's the standard, that's the particular standard the society has set for you. So you have to fulfill their mission, you have to fulfill whatever it is, whatever standards they've set for you. after you pass this level, there's another one of children. If you don't have children at this particular distance, and it just goes on. The list just goes on. Those in a particular course or a particular, for example, let me use the medical profession. When one finishes the medical school, there is this normal trend that, okay, next thing you go for residency. If you don't go for residency and you begin to do something else, they start looking at you as weird. But they don't know that your life is not meant to be governed by what the society has set for you. You have your own life, and your own path is different from another person's path. Everything doesn't have to be in the same path, no. Just like we human beings are different physically and other areas, so also our destiny, what God has placed in our hands, is different. And the experience one passes through is different from what another person needs to make it in his or her area. So with this said, when we see people passing through difficult times and stressful situations, if we're in a position to help, we shouldn't hold back. We should try to help, because nobody knows tomorrow. And that one is passing through a particular situation or challenge doesn't make him a bad person. Now, I've seen some Christians, when they see a fellow Christian but they're going through a challenge, they're like, is he not a Christian? Is she not a Christian? And I'm shocked, because we're not told. Jesus did not tell us that we would not go through things, we would not go through challenges. He said, in this world, you face trials, you face tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Now, it's one thing for somebody to face a challenge. It is another thing for that challenge to drain the person. As a believer, we're expected to always overcome. Yes, we know it is happening, but we also know that it's just for a very short period. After that, things will move forward, and that challenge will be used to our advantage. Most times, people don't know when they go through tough time, when they go through challenges of life, when the devil throws all sorts of things to their face. They don't know it. At the end of the day, it becomes an advantage for them. It's like a stepping stone. It's like a stepping stone to a better place. And most times, it's God preparing us for a bigger package, so that we're able to survive when that package comes. We'll be able to adjust. The lessons we've learned from that challenge, we'll be able to apply easily into the next stage He is taking us through. God will not just take you through one place and just drag you there without passing through any lesson, any course, any, no. It's just like someone being promoted from the primary school to the university. The person will crash. Only a matter of time, a person will crash down, and that crash will be very bad. So it's important to go through a stage, particular stages of obstacle, challenges that would make us mature enough for the next phase. So after saying this, it's very important that we don't have the perspective of what the society has in store for us. We shouldn't follow the rules of the society, because it's so rampant. Almost everybody, we see everybody doing it. In fact, if you are not doing it, if you're not following that rule, you become strange, you become very weird. People look at you like you are the odd one out of the bunch. And people who follow the rules of the society and don't cut off following the rule God has given them, they just stay around. They don't make it much. They are just around. They just move round, round, round. They don't fly. If you are doing what everybody is doing, you don't expect to be unique. No. Sometimes you have to just go your own way. You have to find your own way through the leading of God for it to be unique in that thing that you are doing. Let me speak about some areas. Academically, let me use academics for example. We have students who were not really strong in school, who were not very, maybe in their high school, they were not very strong. They just managed to pass. And it's not because they were not intelligent. Some of these people would actually prefer to actually see, as in, watch tapes and listen to the teachings rather than sitting down in class, writing notes, and listening to what the teacher is saying. Some need a particular way of learning. They need to carve out their own means of studying. Some have to study hours. They have to study more than others. The other thing is, if they find their own person, their own way of studying, how it should be for them, honestly, they can top the class. They can top the class. I don't believe anybody is not intelligent. No, I just believe that they haven't found that way that fits them. It doesn't have to. Another thing is, when they follow everybody, what everybody is doing, then it becomes difficult. For example, in school, when I was in the university, I had a friend that always take me to go and read in the like in the hall and everything, even our tutorial and all that. And all those things were not my thing. I wasn't that kind of person. More of a person who reads in my house, on my bed, right on my bed. And also, I love videos, video teachings, rather than reading books. Reading book wasn't my thing at all. At all, I didn't like reading books. So during the first 3 years, it was really difficult. I actually struggled. I struggled to just pass, to pass the course, but it was really hard. But when God helped me my 4th year, down all through till I finished, I was able to get the videos. He directed me one evening, and I directed into a particular part. I got the videos, and wow, till I finished, it was awesome. It was, in fact, I was even able to watch films while others were stressing, reading, and it. I still had time to watch films and do other things, and my results were very good. So you see, I just found myself. I found out what worked for me later part of the year. And that's the same thing that happens in most cases, apart from a person being not wanting to read and having other challenges. Most cases, it's they haven't found themselves. That people are reading big books doesn't mean that's what works for you. No, in my own case, it was a video. I just didn't like reading big books. It was a video that worked for me. So that's why I keep saying we are different. Also, in the area of marriage, there are some people that have been destined by God. Yes, they should marry early. Is the calling. He needs this to happen. But there are some people, yes, might not be that early. It doesn't mean that God loves them less. No, it's the preparation, it's the time, it's what he has to give them. And honestly, there is nothing as perfect as working, as doing God's will, God's time. There is nothing as perfect as doing what God wants you to do. As regards marriage, you see people who, when they follow the society, everybody's getting married, I'm getting old, this, that. They just want to get married, that's all. Everybody's on their head, the pressure is wonderful, it's high. And they end up getting married. When issues rise up in that marriage, all the people that were around them, pushing them to get married, well, they will be nowhere to be found. They will disappear. To just be the person, just be the two of them in that relationship. And you know, marriage is not something that you just jump into overnight. No. Marriage is a very important institution. And to either make you or break you. In fact, marriage has even taken people to hell. So it's something that is very precious, and one should be very careful about. Not because this person is saying this, or because all my classmates have got married, and even the last one just got married yesterday, so I'm supposed to be, oh yes, anybody that comes my way, I'll just jump. No, it doesn't work like that. So do not follow the rules of the society. Not follow what the society has set for you. Follow God's own path, what God has in store for you. Now, there are so many examples. I just gave this to, but there are so many examples regarding this area. Okay, so very soon I'll be stopping shortly. And I just want to highlight, to do not think just like the natural man will think. Do not think, do not see things the way the society will see it. What everybody believes is normal. No. See it through the perspective of God. See it with the eyes of God. One thing with God is His timing is always perfect. He makes all things beautiful in His time. Despite what is happening around, and even though it looks like you are the odd one out of the bunch, when His time comes, there's always a difference. There is always a difference. So thank you for staying up till now. And I hope you've enjoyed this tip.